This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to actually rebuild your reputation after a crisis. What happened? When a public figure or organization gets hit by a crisis, the instinct is to survive the immediate storm. But surviving is not rebuilding. PR Daily recently examined what comes after the headlines fade the longer, quieter work of restoring a damaged reputation. Most people get the crisis response wrong. Even more get the recovery wrong. The communication angle. Here is the core problem. With most reputation recovery efforts, people treat them like a PR campaign instead of a conversation. They schedule press releases, post thoughtful LinkedIn essays, and wait for the world to forgive them on a timeline they invented. That is not how trust works. Trust is rebuilt in specific interactions with specific people, not in broadcast announcements to nobody in particular. The first layer of failure is the apology that does not actually apologize. You know the type. I'm sorry if anyone was hurt by my actions. That conditional phrasing is poison. It signals that you're still protecting yourself, which tells your audience that nothing has changed. A real apology names the harm, accepts full ownership, and says what you are doing differently. Three parts. No qualifiers. The second failure is silence after the apology. People assume that once they have issued a statement, the work is done. It is not. Recovery is built through consistent, visible behavior over time. Not one press conference. Not one heartfelt Instagram post. Repeated, public evidence that you are different now. This requires a plan, not a moment. The third failure is ignoring the people closest to the blast radius. Most reputation recovery focuses outward, toward the general public or media. But the people whose opinion actually shapes your long-term standing are colleagues, clients, and community members who are directly affected. Go to them first. Have direct conversations. Do not make them read about your transformation in a press release. What works? Start narrow and go deep. Identify the 5 or 10 people whose restored trust would genuinely signal recovery. Reach out personally. Have a real conversation. Listen more than you talk. Then let your actions build the record that eventually reaches everyone else. This is slow and glamorous work. It is also the only work that actually sticks. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes personal conversations gives you a framework for structuring a direct accountability conversation, how to open without sounding defensive, how to handle silence when the other person is not ready to accept what you're saying, and how to close in a way that opens the door to continued dialogue rather than slamming it shut. The public reputation work and the private human work are connected. You cannot do one without the other. The takeaway. Before you send any public statement as part of a reputation recovery effort, write down the names of 3 specific people whose trust you need to rebuild. Then call them before the statement goes out. Not to manage them, to listen. What you hear will make everything you say publicly sharper, more honest, and far more credible. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.